A lot of success this past week over the coronavirus vaccine being tested by Pfizer. And I don't want to be the wet blanket on this, but there has to be a little reality put into this picture. This trial involved only 94 people, and which the tests at that level revealed a 90% effective rate, which is phenomenal. I don't think flu vaccines get to that level. A concern is the vaccine needs a storage refrigeration of negative 100 degrees. Overall, there's at best limited facilities that have a capacity for that kind of storage. So that's something that has to be worked on. And of course, the conspiracy theories invaded this ray of hope too, led, as you would expect, by President Trump, who claimed that Pfizer sat on all this information about the vaccine till after Election Day. With the truth being that the CEO of Pfizer, even before election, said that science, not politics, would determine any company announcement. And with that in mind, the first dose was not given until the day before Election Day. The first results that revealed that 90% effective rate weren't available until after Election Day. So just calm down with all the conspiracies. We have enough with the governors who are already playing politics with any vaccine. Of course, injecting a bureaucracy into the situation. Really, we have Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State, Oregon Governor Kate Brown, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak, and California Governor Gavin Newsom. They're all forming what they call a scientific safety review working group, which would impose a second layer review of any vaccine that the FDA might approve for use in the U.S. I believe Andrew Cuomo, and don't quote me on this, he's either considering it or he's going to hold hands, well, socially distanced with Andrew Cuomo. Governor Murphy of New Jersey is pondering a similar idea. This is being sold as a quote-unquote protection against an unsafe medicine. Of course, the nuts and bolts of the proposal would keep a federally approved, highly tested vaccine out of your hands, and more importantly, out of the hands of frontline workers, doctors, nurses, police officers, paramedics, who are putting themselves at a huge risk. I just told you shortly ago the long-term care facility, the number of caregivers and health workers who are getting infected. So this would really just delay a resolution, or at least a start along the path to a resolution of everything that everyone is facing with the coronavirus. And as you can imagine, this is really just a you-know-what you to Trump by Democratic governors playing politics with doctors' judgments and the work of the FDA, or in effect what these governors are doing is committing malpractice. Now, as far as a vaccine for COVID-19, would you get it? Well, according to a StatHarris poll, 6 in 10 Americans said they are somewhat or very likely to get a COVID-19 vaccine. If doing so would lower the risk of becoming infected by about half. Now, keep in mind, again, the Pfizer vaccine has a 90% effective rate. Looking further in this poll, 2/3 said they would get the vaccine if it lowered their risk by contracting the coronavirus by 75%. If you connect the two segments of the Pfizer 90% and the wishes of the people, the hopes of the people, seems like a high participation rate. Only 56% of those between 18 and 34 are likely to get vaccinated. If it would decrease the odds of becoming infected by half. That jumped up to 64 though. If the vaccine would reduce the risk of getting the coronavirus by 75%. Going away from the vaccine a little bit, among those people who had been affected, 62% said they would now wear a mask, compared to 79% of those who had a family member or close friend infected. Those being infected, obviously, is a significant number think that's, much like President Trump claimed they have immunity, that's still not determined as fact yet. Just 61% of people who had contracted the virus said they were practicing social distancing. 76% of those who are a close friend or family member become affected. 74% of those with an acquaintance said that they would do likewise. If you want to narrow these numbers down to New Jersey with the vaccine, there's a lack of confidence in the vaccine among 1/3, 35% of New Jersey population. This is according to an FDU Fairleigh Dickinson University poll. Failing confidence, that's seen among both Democrats and Independents. 10% more Democrats, 17% more Independents. Losing complete faith in the vaccine. 25% of Republicans, 22% of Independents said they would definitely not get a coronavirus vaccine. A little more than a majority, 55% of New Jersey adults say they probably or definitely will get a vaccine once that's available, but that number has dropped from 63% this past June. 39% said they would probably or definitely not get vaccinated, and that number has increased by 9% since June. Looking at party affiliation supporting mask mandates, 94% of Democrats mask up, 76% of Independents, and 53% of Republicans. They're easy to spot. They're the ones getting turned away when they try to get into a store, a salon, a supermarket, a restaurant, or they're the ones sitting in their cars waiting for the curbside pickup.